Then Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, you cannot come. And he said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Then they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from you. They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, look, tonight, I just want to share with you for a moment from that reading that we had. It was a number of years ago. Someone brought someone into the church who was an alcoholic. And over the years, we've had a number of people who have had addictions, who have come to this place. And there's no better place for anyone who's in any form of addiction to come to a place of God's house and to hear his word and the very things then of him. But what happened was this, is that the person was brought along and the comment was made, which, be honest with you, got my goat up immediately, is that they said, what this person needs, as they came, perhaps to a service just like this, and you sing these hymns, and perhaps it may be a little bit old-fashioned for some, they said, well, what this person needs is that they need another type of ministry to help them. And perhaps they were looking for another church, another kind of therapy, perhaps, which would be able to counsel, be able to unfold and try and help this poor person. Well, as I was so narked, I did have a response. And I thought to myself, well, I must say to you, I'm not, I know this area, and I don't know really around here where there is actually another gospel ministry for miles. And only the gospel can actually, you know, help people. And it's the gospel that people need. Religion won't help it. Music won't help it. You can do all your little prayers that you think that you need to pray That won't help. You can have all your psychology. That won't help. But I tell you what will help, and I'll say this, I'm not, you know, saying just to boast, but I don't know anywhere else where the scriptures are unfolded and taught. And this is what Jesus says. He says in this verse, verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And as I said to the person, you could not have come to any better place, because the truth can set you free. And if you want to talk about a deliverance ministry, then there's one here in this place, because only the truth can set people free of all the things that could bind them, whether it's demons or Satan and bondage and sin and drugs and addiction and alcohol. There's only the truth that can do it. And you know, tonight, if there was, do you know, anyone here who knows what it is to be in whatever bondage they may be in, because people do carry all kinds of hurts and regrets and sorrows, and underlaid with grief and heartache, there are those who know what it is, perhaps, which are there in sin, and habits which can't be broken, and lives which long to be changed. Do you know, there are people who long to have that new start, to have the power simply to be free. Then there's the word here, even this night, the truth shall set you free. And if there is anyone who says, then this does not apply to me, well, you need to read then verse 34. And Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And I just want to simply tonight to share with you this incredible, you know, power, reality, experience that each and every one needs to know. Because as we read here, if anyone says they, you know, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And the first thing is this, very simply, that when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks these words, and you shall know the truth, as he does now in verse 31 to these Jews who had come to him, not just Jews who had come to him, but Jews who had believed him, he speaks these words, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That implies, first of all, this, does it not? That we are not free. That as human beings, we are people, no matter how much we think we are, living perhaps in a free country. We talk about the freedom of speech, social freedoms that we need, the freedom of thought. The reality is that we're not free. And if you want a little example of that, well, you need to have just watched the news lately of what's happened in Holland. Holland has got to be the most liberated nation in the Western world. With their laws on free drug taking, women's choice, euthanasia, many religions, witchcraft, which is not even against the law. What's happened in the last number of days? Well, the Freedom Party has been then elected. You say, a Freedom Party? What do you need a Freedom Party in some of the most free countries in the world? Because of this. Because people don't feel free. And they know they're not free. Not free from their fears, not free from the fear of the future, not fear from the things which are happening in their lives. And now they voted for freedom because they don't know of what it is to be free. The Lord Jesus here, I know it's something that is a shock to us. It was a shock to these very people. That when I'm speaking to you tonight, that the truth will set you free, there will be those who will be thinking, well, I'm not one who needs to be. And that's exactly what happened when Jesus spoke these words. He was speaking to these Jews. Very interesting. Jews who believed him. Those now who came and followed him, even for a moment. And what happened was this, is that as Jesus was speaking, and as he spoke those words, they knew what he inferred. You find it there. We are Abraham's descendants, and we've never been in bondage. Now that's quite a statement to make for a Jew. They were in bondage in Egypt. They were in bondage in Babylon. They were in captivity with the Romans. They knew what it was to live in this country. But such is this in our own life. The Lord Jesus knows us. And although there's something within us which denies the truth about us, Jesus knows that each and every one of us has a longing. The Freedom Party. That strikes a note. Everyone wants and longs that in their life they could be more free. And yet you've got these people who say, well, we've never been in bondage. They were in bondage outwardly and they were in bondage inwardly. And this is what the Bible comes and tells us. It's what happens and when a person actually becomes a Christian is that you begin to realize. But I'll just give you these verses that Paul speaks to the church at Ephesus, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. And the Bible, you know, tells us not only are we sinners, but the Bible tells us we're in bondage to sin. And it is quite a shock indeed when someone begins to speak to you like that. But the Lord Jesus knows us. He knows our makeup, our frame. He knows our human beings. We live in darkness and we're not free to walk as we would like. We are people who are ignorant of which way to go. We're unsure of ourselves. The Lord Jesus knows that we're fallen people and we're broken. We're people who don't have that kind of liberty to do the things that we would like to do. Now the Lord Jesus tells it to us as we really are. Here are some words for you. If you don't think that you're a sinner, this is what Jesus says. He lays it straight to us. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, he knows the power of sin which is within us and the evil that dwells in our members. And what happens is this, is that the Lord Jesus now comes and he highlights, it's an incredible highlight, but it's something that you need to know. Actually, one of the first steps of liberty is acknowledging and recognizing that there's something which is wrong and there's that which is not right within us. And it's only when you come and you realize something like that, that you begin to know something of the solution, that you can be free tonight and you can know what Jesus Christ speaks of in that freedom. I'll try and explain it to you. The reality is this, and you've got to be honest with yourself. You're not free to love God as you so much wish. That is something that happens when you become a Christian. You realize, it's only when you become a Christian that you realize that you weren't free to come to Jesus. Look, every week we make an appeal that you would come and believe in Jesus. That is the best thing you could ever do. You come and give your life to him, you will never regret it. There's no one who's ever going to say, I came to Jesus and it was a bad decision. People you hear of, but you're unable to. And you say, well, how come? I'm so free. But the reality is, we're not. We're not. Look, it may be even in your life tonight, there are things which you want to be free of. You want to be free of the burden that weighs you down on your shoulders. You carry it there. It's heavier than sand upon you. Now, those of you who've got, you're burdened and you're enslaved to the regrets of one's life and the choices that you've made. There are those who want to be clean in their heart of the pollution that sin has caused them. There are those who just wish to be free from the sorrow and the grief that they find themselves in. There are those, I assure you tonight, you can be in a relationship which is wrong, and when you're caught, you're ensnared, and you're trapped, and you can't get out. And you want to be free to love God and to come to Him. Look, you have to realize this night, there is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He tells us these words, that the truth shall set you free. And it comes when you realize that that's what we're not. But when you recognize that, you can come to Him and you can realize it is this truth. Shocking, but it's for each and every one of us, because everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And He's come to give you liberty. But there's something else which is also shocking in these particular words. It's shocking of what the Lord Jesus Christ then is implying about Himself. About Himself. Because when He says these words, if you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now that's why I'm not ashamed what anybody else may say about ministries such as this. Because you can sing all night. You may even feel a bit better at the end of it. But you won't be free. We could pray, and we will do that. But you won't be free. The truth will make you free. And it's only then that truth of Jesus Christ and of Him and His word, and as I'll show you, as He says here, in that very, if you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed. And that word which He speaks, and the teaching that He gives, that has the power, as you come and follow Him, and He's speaking to people, and it's different. In verse 30, so He spoke these words, many believed in Him. They were real. In verse 31, the Jews came. They believed Him. It was different. But you need to come to believe in Him. And that's an incredible statement He makes. Because of truth. There's a lack of truth. We've been talking about it. Now, here's something for you to do. Is there, you can put your hands up if you want. Is there anyone in this place who has never lied? You can put your hand up. We like to see it. Okay, that's good. Okay. Hands up this night. How many of you are liars? Yes. If you lie, you are a liar. But the Lord Jesus Christ never lied. There was never a false word. There was never anything on His lips in any shape or any form which was contrary. He is the one which has come and is the truth. He was full of grace and truth. I am the way, the truth. He's the one who came into this world, and you have one tonight, and He's the only one that can speak to you and can give you that freedom. And you must listen to Him. You must listen now to what He has to say, and listen to his teaching, and when you come to know that and to believe in him, this is what then changes your life, sets you free, whatever it may be. There's no kind of, it doesn't mean for this, or it doesn't mean for that. It means for everything. Let me just talk to you about what he said. The Lord Jesus is the one who has spoken to us, as I mentioned, of what we really are. Now you need to listen to this, because when you hear what Jesus Christ knows about us, understands about our heart, you can then stop the pretense, stop the lies. You can live a life where you can actually be and confess one's sin. You can know what it is, the liberty that that would give you tonight, that the truth will set you free. You no longer have to be a religious hypocrite. You no longer have to pretend that you're someone you're not, because the Lord Jesus Christ comes to us and tells us exactly what we're like inside, what our heart is like, how bad it is, how dark it is, why he came. And you know, it's just like when you find those criminals who have actually committed some crime, and then you have the program which is about them. They've committed terrible crimes, and then they say something like this: I was relieved when I was caught. They kept on doing it. But when they were caught, it was like, even for them, a burden that had been lifted. And in one's life and in one's experience, that you can know tonight that if you knew what Jesus Christ says about us, you could have the freedom of not even pretending anymore. Can I say this to you? You can know, if you know the truth of why the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. He tells us and he explains to us that on his mission he came, he was one to liberate us. And when the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, you find that that's what he did with people. Came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to lift up those who are bound. But I want you to think of this. It tells us in Luke chapter 4, he came to release the prisoners. The prisoners. That's why Jesus came to this world. Can you tell me tonight, how many prisons did Jesus visit? You've read the scriptures. I've come to release the prisoners. Well, you know the answer. He never went to one prison. He never even went to John the Baptist's prison. But he's the one who came to release people who are those you see even tonight. There are those in jail tonight, I assure you, which are more free than those which are in this place, even here. And there are people which are bound. And this is how he did it. He came. But he came and he released the people who were chained. He released those who were demonically possessed. He came to release those who were trapped in their graves. He's the one who's come to release people. And if you came to know the real gospel of Jesus Christ, it is one which has come to liberate. Let me tell you what else Jesus Christ has come to do. The truth shall make you free. That he is the revelation which is of God himself. Now we're in ignorance. We really are. People live their lives, and one of the reasons that they're in bondage to superstition, to the stars, to their fate, to the idea that somehow they're jinxed, whatever it, look, people without Jesus Christ live their lives with more ambitions than you could ever imagine. This is what it says to us in the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4, and this is what it says, "But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again, see, to the beggarly, the weak elements, to which you desire again to be in bondage?" And he speaks to these people who knew what it was. They weren't so much to speak as Jews, but they were there as pagans. And they lived their life in bondage to the seasons and to their aimless life. And Jesus comes and he shows you and reveals to us the Father is one who loves you. There's one who cares for you. There's one this night who is on the throne. There is a God who is working out all things. When you come to know him, there is light which then does shine, and you're no longer walking in darkness. Let me just listen to the teachings of our Lord. The truth shall set you free. Truth about yourself, truth why he came, truth about God, truth about his death. Listen to this. He tells us in John chapter 10, verse 45, "And the Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many." And that word, as you know, ransom, is a word which means of payment, and it's a payment for a price, and it's a payment for liberty of those then who have been slaves. And there was a reason why Jesus went to Calvary. There's a reason why he shed his precious blood, why his hands were pierced, why his feet was pierced, why blood flowed from his heart. It was the price to set you free, to be free from your sin. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. And if you want to know what Calvary was all about, it was one where he was paying a price that you and me would no longer have to walk in the fear and the bondage and the penalty of our sin. And you say, that truth. No, it's the truth that will set you free. And what happens when you become a Christian? It's like this. Remember these words. If you abide in my word, you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. Now what happens? It's like this. That's why it's always the best place to come. Well, when this word is unfolded to you, and then you are taught the very words of Calvary, that you've been justified, made right, reconciled, peace with God. You can know what it is when that is revealed to you, and the teachings of what it means to be redeemed. As these words are unfolded, you know in your life that there's a greater freedom and knowledge, and all that comes, and you know it and you live in it. Now look, only Jesus Christ tonight will ever speak to you the truth. Please, you are living in a world of utter, total lies. And there's not anything that this world tells you that can actually liberate you. Actually, do you know what lies do? Lies entrap you and ensnare you. And when someone has lied, you're always waiting for the slip-up. And they have to live that lie. I'll tell you how it's done. You watch your TV, don't you? Have you seen these kind of people who are trying to sell life insurance? And they've got, you know, beaming smiles. Over 50s life insurance. I've just got the policy. You need to have it too. And you can see the peace just flooding in to the home and the light. And you say, that smile is as false I could possibly be. And that life insurance ain't going to give you much peace at all. And actually, it'll give you more hassle and grief in your payment for it. Or why don't you try the postcode lottery? And you could be one of those million pound winners. And they come and they show them the check. And the husband and wife are there. But you know the reality of that? Have you read the stories? Once you've got it, more problems, more worries, more things to deal with, more grief, more hassle. And the world tells you, and it's lies, and interrupts you. The truth will set you free. Third thing, won't be long. It's shocking what he says about ourselves. It's shocking because it reveals something about him. He's the only one that can do it. And now something also which you can experience, that you can know of this freedom in your life. And how that then does work. This freedom that he speaks about is a freedom, first of all, which is really from the heart. From the heart. It's going to be inside. And it's going to be in two areas. It's going to be in your relationship with God, and it's going to be in your relationship with others. It will set you free from the life which you've lived, where you can come and you can worship him and love him, and you could do that which you've wanted to do, that he puts it within you, a heart which is set free. But also this, even with others. Do you know, there are those of you, perhaps even here tonight, you're like a person who's chained to the wall, chained to the wall. And there are those which are in front of you who've got needs. And there are those in front of you which need to be touched and you need to help them. But you can't do it because you're chained. You're chained with bitterness and with hurt, and with prejudice. You're chained with an attitude and a philosophy in one's life. There are people you just cannot help. And Jesus comes. And as he comes and he tells you the truth, those chains are undone. And you've got arms which can stretch and can touch. And you can deal and have that heart which is for others. He can do that in your life. You're bound somewhere. There's only one who can set you free to say, I forgive you. I'll help you. Jesus Christ does it. He does it also, obviously, in our spirit. In our spirits, in our heart, but in our spiritual lives, as I mentioned, with God. You see, the curse that we've been living under, that curse has been removed. It's no longer effective. That burden of sin, that's gone too. This alienation, which was with God, between us, that's all gone. And in one's spiritual life, you can know of a freedom in one's heart. Only Jesus Christ can come and do it. I've spoken to you of those prisoners, and it is true. There are people tonight which are in prison for gruesome crimes, terrible crimes. But, yes, they have found Jesus Christ. Yes, they have. They're locked up. They're not coming out. They're paying their debt to society. But Jesus Christ has forgiven and has cleansed and has put them in touch with their Heavenly Father, and they are free in that prison cell and where they are. I heard a testimony yesterday of two Christians. It was incredible. Two Chinese women who were placed in prison for their faith. Juno, they were glad to be in prison. Do you know why? Because in prison, they had the freedom to share their faith, which they did not have outside. And when it came, they actually said they would rather be in prison than outside. Such was the love of the Lord Jesus Christ which they had. Do you know that tonight, whatever your life may be, it is in some prison. And Jesus Christ, he can set you free. And whatever that in your contained, Paul knew it in most of his ministry, in prison, but was free. And this night, I want you to think of this, these just words to ring in your ear, that this truth, and it's truth, and it's nothing but the truth, you can know that this evening, and you can know it in your life, and in then your experience. Look, as we just come to an end, I just want to read you just this one verse, which is found in Romans chapter 6, and verse then 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace.